The Head of Hair by Guy de Maupassant.
The walls of the cell were bare and whitewashed, a narrow, barred window, so high that it could not easily be reached, lighted this little room. The crazy man, seated on a straw chair, looked at us with a fixed eye, vague and haunting. He was thin, with wrinkled cheeks and almost white hair that one would think had grown white in a few months. His clothes seemed too large for his dried-up limbs, his shrunken chest and hollow body. One felt that this man had been ravaged by his thoughts, by a thought as fruit is by a worm. His madness, his idea, was there in his head, obstinate, harassing, devouring. It was eating his body, little by little. It, the invisible, the impalpable, the unseizable, the immaterial idea, gnawed his flesh, drank his blood, and extinguished his life. What a mystery, that this man should be killed by a thought. He is an object of fear and pity, this madman. What strange dream, frightful and deadly, can dwell in his forehead, to fold such profound and ever-changing wrinkles in it? The doctor said to me,
"He has terrible paroxysms of rage, and is one of the most singularly demented people I have ever seen. His madness is of an amorous, erotic kind. He is a sort of necrophile. He has written a journal which shows as plainly as daylight the malady of his mind. His madness is visible, so to speak. If you are interested, you may run through this document."
I followed the doctor into his office, and he gave me the journal of this miserable man.
"Read it," said he, "and give me your opinion about it."
Here is what the little book contained. Up to the age of 32 years I lived tranquilly without love. Life appeared to me very simple, very good, and very easy. I was rich. I had a taste for some things, but had never felt a passion for anything. It was good to live. I awoke happy each day to do things which it pleased me to do, and I went to bed satisfied with calm hope for the next day and a future without care. I had had some mistresses without ever having my heart torn by desire or my soul bruised by love after the possession. It is good so to live. It is better to love, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?